Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we meditate on an episode reported in the Acts of the Apostles about the imprisonment of Peter and how Peter was miraculously rescued from the prison through the intervention of an angel. I read from the book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 6. The very night before Herod was going to bring him out, Peter, bound with two chains, was sleeping between two soldiers, while guards in front of the door were keeping watch over the prison. Peter, sleeping between two soldiers, bound by chains, and he was convinced that he was going to be killed the next day. The King Herod, of whom the Acts of the Apostles speak, is King Herod Agrippa I, the grandson of Herod the Great, son of Aristobulus, and brother of the famous Herodias. He was king of Palestine from AD 41 to 44. The episode that the Acts report is supposed to have taken place in AD 42. Herod had Jacob or James, the brother of John, beheaded. Because he was a Christian and the Jews hated the Christians. As Herod saw that the murder of James was appreciated by the Jews, he wanted to give them a greater gift, to kill the very leader of the movement, Peter. So Peter was arrested and he was put in prison. Immediately after the Passover festival, he wanted to kill Peter. It was this context that the Acts of the Apostles reports. Strange indeed, the Peter who was supposed to be beheaded or stoned to death the next day was sleeping. How could a person condemned to death, waiting for his death the next day, sleep so peacefully? It was not a comfortable bed he was sleeping in, and he was sure that he was going to die. Still, he could sleep between two soldiers. There was no escape possible. He never thought that he would ever escape from that prison. Still, he slept well. He slept because he believed. He believed in the master who had called him. He believed that his life was in the hand of Jesus, who called him to be the apostle, to be the disciple. From the very moment Jesus appeared on the shore of the Lake of Galilee and called Peter to follow him, Peter had only one thing in his mind, to be with the master, to follow Jesus. Dead or alive, he wanted to be with him. Of course, he knew that he had his failures. He did not have the courage to stand up to the person who questioned him, and that night when Jesus was condemned to death. He denied, "I did not know him, I do not know the person," Peter had repeated three times. He denied because he was a coward. But then later, the Lord appeared to him on the Lake of Galilee and gave him the possibility, the opportunity to declare his love, not once, but three times. Then Peter knew that he was in the hands of the Lord. It is this conviction that Jesus is with him, that he is working for the Lord, that gave him the peace of mind. Jesus is with him. Nothing will happen to me if the Lord is with me. That is the conviction that gives us hope, that gives us peace of mind, that will allow us to sleep. There are a lot of things that keep us awake at night, that steal our sleep, that disturb our minds. But if we are convinced and aware that God is with us, that nothing will happen to us except what God wants for us, then we can sleep as Peter slept. When Peter was in prison, the community was active and alive. They were praying for Peter in prison. The whole Christian group were gathered in the house of Mark, and they were praying for him. That's also another lesson. There are people a lot of people who cannot sleep, who are in prison, who are in danger. But the community have to keep on praying. Pray, send up intercessory prayer. So this prayer will also give us strength. We are not alone. We are a community that pray together, that live together, and Jesus will help us. So the angel was sent to the prison. Unexpectedly, Peter had the vision. The angel woke him up and brought him out of the prison. So in the prison, when Peter was asleep, the people were praying, God was keeping watch. We can sleep because God keeps watch. Whatever be the danger, He will send His angel and save us. This conviction should give us peace of mind and trust in God. Amen.